Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You hang up being there. But 51% of your prisoners will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Black won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control buildings and industry, and put that pools in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lease. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folks got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations, who got the money? That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money from the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk only control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You know you only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March for what? Who cares? Marching has never changed anything.
Yeah.
Many a young athlete entertains hoop dreams. Few, if any, have tried as hard to make them come true as the kid our Steve Hartman has gone to see.
Every week, he set himself up for disappointment. Every week, 13-year-old Jamarian Stiles came to this community center in Boca Raton, Florida, hoping to play basketball with the other kids. And every week, he was rejected.
They'll start picking teams, and I would be the only one left out. And then they'll just tell me, just go home and stuff. You can break someone's heart like that.
The problem was obvious to everyone but Jamarian. He lost his hands and most of his arms as an infant due to a rare bacterial infection. But he insisted that was no reason to give up his hoop dreams.
What about soccer? Have you heard of that sport?
Yeah, hear it every day.
Why don't you play soccer? That just seems like the obvious thing.
You would think that I would be good at soccer. I'm really not. I'm horrible.
Which is why, on the first day of class here at Eagles Landing Middle School, Jamarian took his case to basketball coach Darian Williams.
Yeah.
Said he wanted to be on the team this year.
I said, all great, well, just make sure you try out.
He said, okay, great, but what are you really thinking?
This man has no arms.
Yeah.
How is he going to play basketball? But, man, he told me, Mr. Williams, I've never been on a team before. Even if I don't play, I just want to be on the team. And how could I say no to that?
And that's how the Eagles got their first armless basketball player. Jamarian, number two there, quickly earned a reputation as the hardest worker on the squad.
He was usually the first one in the gym, usually the last one to leave.
Still, he sat on the bench most of the season.
Try one more.
Until last month. Coach put him in the game with about 6 minutes left. And when he eventually got the ball on the far side of the court, everyone yelled, shoot it! So he did. And sank. A three-pointer. And if you didn't quite see that, don't worry. Because shortly after, he got the ball again. This time on the near side. For another three-pointer. At the buzzer. Jamarian Stiles. The kid no one would pick. Was now everyone's hero. Needless to say, today, Jamarian can play all he wants at the community center. He just made the volleyball team and has every intention of playing football next year. Really, the only thing he won't play is the victim.
If I could wave a magic wand right now and give you your arms back, would you want them?
I don't need them.
You don't need them?
No. Nope.
Who needs hands when you've got this kind of touch?
Now, learn this from Joel Osteen. That's my man. He be texting me. That's my man. This God done put some people around me, show me some stuff. He was telling this story. He said this man that went to heaven, and he was walking with Peter down this aisleway, and was going down this corridor, had a lot of doors on it, and said all these doors had names on it. And he said, Peter, let me ask you something. What's all these doors, these names on? He said, don't worry about it. Just go ahead. So he kept walking. He messed around. He saw one of them doors and had his name on it. He said, whoa. He said, hey, Peter, this here ain't got my name on it. Something I need to know? He said, man, don't worry about that. You here now. Just go on in there and talk to him. See what he said, no, I won't know what's in the door. He said, you sure you won't see what's in the door? He said, yeah. So he opened up the door. It was a warehouse. It had nothing but shelves on it. And then the shelves had nothing but packages. And all the packages had his name on them. And he said, what is all these boxes? He said, that's all of the blessings. All of the things God wanted to ship to you. But number one, you didn't ask him for it. Then number two, you didn't believe you would have it. Then you doubted him. And then you felt like you wasn't worthy. And so now all these boxes is up here. Now the man standing there wishing he had never even been in the room. And I started thinking. I got some dudes that work for me. And I said, I want you to do this graph for me. And that's what I'm finna show you now. See, what you happen is when God sends your package, he only sends it to one street. That's Faith Street. You got to stay in faith. You can't move off of Faith Street. You can't get on Doubted Drive. You can't be over there and start doubting because your package going to go right on by. You can't lose your faith and get on not meant to be way, because your package is going to keep going right on by. Because the package just go to Faith Street. You can get your little feelings hurt, I ain't worthy. Guess what? Your package going to keep going right on by. You have not because you ask not. Then you sit up here and start feeling sorry for yourself. You go on pity way, your package keep going right on by. If you stay right on Faith Street, don't ever come off, because the blessing is coming. If you wait on it, here it comes. It may not come when you want it, but it's on time. But if you get up and you move off of Faith Street, your box gonna get sent back to sender. And now you're gonna have a warehouse with a bunch of boxes with your name on it that you didn't never get. And I don't know about you, but I want everything he got for me. If he got something for me, I need all of mine. Because I don't know about you, but God lay you out, man. God will give you stuff. Man, he done took me places I ain't never thought I was going to go. I done seen parts of the world I never even thought I could go to. He done gave me stuff. He done put people in my life. God will do it for you, man. But you just got to stay, man. Use these principles of success. Understand, God is just that way. He'll lay you out. Because if he can lay me out, see, if he fix me and change me and get me over here trying to do better, I ain't perfect. I'm just trying to do better. I still say some stuff I ain't supposed to say. You understand? I ain't got it all together yet. I just got in the gate. I'm a new kind of Christian. But ain't no lock on my gate either. So if you see, once you check me, I'm probably going to check you back. But I'm getting better at that. I don't know how to love my enemies yet. I'm getting better at it, though. But it's a process. And the more times we can make people understand that it's a process, the more people can come in. And y'all people that have been good to me, that have been praying for me. I mean, man, my mama, if she could see me now, I just wish my mama could see me. Because she's been praying for this hill all her life. Watch my son. Well, he done watched me, mama. And I'm cool now. And my philosophy is very simple. I was who I was, but I am who I am. And I'm cool with both them people. Because who I was wasn't that bad, Cap. I made some mistakes, but I've been changed a little bit. And it's still a process. And the more people that you invite into the process, the better this is. Because ain't nobody perfect no how. So I really appreciate y'all, man, hearing me and listening to me. I'm going to ask Kirk Franklin if he will come.
Because I used to observe that a lot of those shacks used to be by the track where black people were.
With the room in the back.
Yes, with the room in the back. That was a safety net.
Yeah.
Where black people who would move here and there and go from here and there looking for jobs, that's usually why we move, and the jobs would play out like they always did.
And do.
But we had a place to go when the sun went down. But now, those shacks by the track don't exist anymore. They came and built highways right alongside of those railroad tracks where those shacks used to be. Super highways. So now, if you get on a highway, you might notice that if you, sometimes you are right alongside of a railroad track. You see trains passing
that
as you are driving.
That is true.
Down a super highway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, those highways used not to be there in the northwestern hemisphere. It used to be shacks along there. A lot of those shacks were on what we call railroad property. But the railroad people, the people that ran the railroads, didn't care much because nobody wanted to be down prime real estate.
No.
Nobody wanted to be by the tracks anyway. So black people used to build those shacks around there back when black people knew how to build shacks. Black people don't know how to build anything now because they used to build places for white people, but they cut them off with things called unions, took them out, took the carpentry all out of the schools and all like that. So how many black people do you know that know how to fix anything now? It used to be thousands and millions of black people that know how to build a house from scratch out of old pieces of lumber.
Wow.
A lot of people don't remember that. Most people are not that old to have seen it done. I, coming along, I'm old enough to remember when many black people used to get together on a Saturday afternoon. That was the only time they had off, or sometimes, or on a Sunday sometimes after church. They would get together, six or eight of them, and go down and build what they call a shotgun house. It wasn't much, but it was a roof over your head, a good solid roof. I've been in some of those houses, raised up in some. Excellent, solid houses that could stand a lot of storm and rain. They weren't much, just maybe three rooms. But I've been in some of them. And there were many, 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 many of them. But along came the white supremacists and say, these Negroes know how to build stuff. We're going to fix that so the next generation won't know how to do anything except stand in front of a place that is built and big, because they won't know anything about carpentry or masonry or how to make anything with their
All right, make anything with their hands. And I'm in Florida, where I usually am doing these podcasts, these live streams. So today, we title this podcast Hurricane Ian Florida Update. And where I'm at, it's raining, as expected. Winds have not set in yet, and hopefully they don't, or if they do, hopefully they don't set in strong. So we got that in prayer. But in any event, any questions, trending topics, open this open mic. The electricity is on where I'm at right now. And that controls my water system as well. If the electric goes out, my water system's out. So I've got some stored water. But these are the occasions where you need to become energy independent. Energy independent. So no matter what happens with the municipal water system, you've got water. No matter what happens to the municipal power company, well, it might be a private utility company because you got a lot of those around the country. If they can't handle the demand, but you've got your own independent source of electricity or heating fuel, you're good to go. There's an expression, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. Now, I'm waiting for something to pass through. Maybe it might not. Hopefully, if it does pass through, it's not catastrophic or nothing like that, not damaging. However, you know, it is what it is. So I'm just sitting here waiting. I'm on my smartphone, which is battery operated, because I know, I'm expecting the primary source of electricity, which here where I'm at is municipal, owned by the city. That's expected to go out. And it's so far so good. I got to give them credit that 13 people lost power. Now, we got over 100,000 people that live here. So that's incredibly low. And they've got that down last half hour to just 11 people. So they'll get them back up. So kudos to my local electric company. But I say become energy independent. In any event, it's open mic. Anything you guys want to talk about, I don't want to stay on here long today. I'm only going to stay on if you guys come on and want to chop it up about something. Other than that, you know, I'll, you know, I want to keep my phone at a high because this is my lifeline right now, my phone. So I want to keep the phone up, charged up as much as possible, and only use it in the event that power does go out, and I suspect it will. Now, it was raining outside. It's still overcast where I'm at. I'm in Central Florida, about 45 minutes away from Orlando, about 30 minutes away from Tampa. So right now it's stopped raining. It's not even drizzling, well, drizzling where I am. But and the wind isn't blowing at this time. But, and all the juices turned on. I typically don't eat a breakfast. You know, I drink my breakfast, juices and waters and stuff like that. But I ate something this morning because later on today, the power might be off. And I have an electric stove. But I also have solar cookers, but it looks like the sunshine won't be coming out today. I'll be beyond those clouds, so I can't solar cook, at least not at this time. Something might open up later on this afternoon. We don't know how the water, the rain, you know, the weather's going to turn out. In any event, but if you want to, you know, if nobody comes on within the next 5 to 10 minutes or so, I'm going to shut it down for the day because I want to keep my battery going. And I can tell you this right now. Hurricane season here in the United States typically comes at the same time year after year after year after year, from September to October. Some people even take it up to November, but definitely September to October. Since you know it's coming, here's some options. Option A, go on a 2-month vacation and avoid the states of Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas. And the eastern shore of North Carolina. And I'm going to throw in Virginia Beach, too. About 7 places. All right. But every year, a hurricane during hurricane season between, let's say, once again, September, October, and you know, let's take it up to Thanksgiving weekend. We know that a hurricane is going to touch ground somewhere in those places, those states that I just named. So take a two or three month vacation if you can. If you work remotely, you can do it. You can work remote, shut down a house or rent out the house and go to a location where you don't have to worry about the distress of, you know, preparing for a major storm. All right. And the best time to start planning for it is right after this storm, after the storm is over with, or even thinking about it right now. All right. But that's one option. Okay. Option two, build yourself a bug out shelter. Build yourself a small little cabin, or for some of you, buy one, or get an RV or a mobile home or whatever you want. You got plenty of options these days. Have a bug out shelter that, once again, it is out of the way of those states that I just named. Like I said, hurricanes don't hit every one of those states every year. But every year you can guarantee it's going to hit one of those states. And some cities are more prone than other ones. So you know this in advance. Plan accordingly. Think 24 months to 36 months out, and think 2 to 3 years out in advance. Three, prep it, man. Become a prepper. Have some foods, and we'll do podcasts on this. have some foods that you have in storage that won't go bad, and there's a whole prepper thing on that. You just can't buy anything. Have prepper foods and a supply of water where if the grid goes down and the grid's not providing electricity and or water, you're good. You got plenty of water. You got plenty of electricity. You have plenty of food. All right. And particularly with that electricity, okay, if you have a phone plan with unlimited talk and text and data, as long as you got electricity and your phone is it's on, which is battery operated, and you can charge it independently, you're good. You won't, while everybody else is in the dark, you're good to go. Once again, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. Okay, in my case, in some things, I'm ready. And other things, more than I care to mention, I had to get ready. But right now, I'm waiting it out. So that's about it from my end. If you guys got anything to chime in or add, do it now, 619-768-2945. It is 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time where I'm at. I know some people don't tune in until about this time anyway. I do the way we do our introductions on here. All right, so what I'll do, let's see. Well, I don't want to play that. I'm listening to the weather report on it. You know what? I haven't listened to radio like this in a long time. God bless radio. Okay. Well, let's play this. If you guys got anything to say, call me up. Back porch,
and amazed. My childhood memories saw this world pass like the wind through the trees. Hey, oh, where to go, Ohio?
Okay, well, it's 11, well, right where I am, it's 11:07 a.m., just for your local time zone. I'm in Florida, and, man, things are closed up here because of Hurricane Ian, and it's raining right where I am. It's, you know, sometimes it rains, sometimes it doesn't. So if you guys got anything, it's open mic. If you guys got anything you want to talk about, you can call now, 619-768-2945, press 1. If you have anything that you want to share, announce, what have you. Other than that, you know, we'll cut it short for today. So, let's say that to 11. I'm trying to keep my phone full of charge, and this, I got a good charge on it right now, so call in while I'll play this interlude, and if you guys want to chop it up, call in now. All right. 11 after 12. I'm listening to a local radio report. I'm going to let y'all listen to this, and then after this, I'm going to open up the mics.
Wait a minute. You know my baby. She won't let me in. I've got a few pennies. I'm gonna buy myself a bottle of gin. And then I'm gonna call my buddy on the telephone and say, so hard all day long. Everything I try to do seems to always turn out wrong. That's why I want to stop by on my way home. Have a little taste, but don't lose your cool and start messing up the man's place. Ain't no harm, take a little nip, but don't you fall down and bust your lip. No, no. Okay, well, we haven't reached that point yet with Ray Charles' Let's Go Get Stoned. Anyway, today's part, it's open mic today, but we titled it Hurricane Ian Florida Update. I'm in Central Florida. I'm like in between Tampa and Orlando. So I believe it has hit landfall, as they call it, in Southwest Florida. About three counties away from where I'm at right now. Where I'm at right now, I'm like 30 minutes away from Tampa, 45 minutes away from Atlanta, in between the two of them. And the rain comes, like right now, it's not raining. It's quiet. And it hasn't been any really noticeable wind yet, and you got people driving to and forth where they had to go. But we're at the stage now, according to the locals, that where wherever you're at, stay hunkered down. So that's what I am doing right now. I got full power, but I suspect, as usually does when this time of year comes, when weather like this comes around, because it doesn't happen every year here. Last time the lights went out here, was storm related was what, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, you know, when something at the last moment just turned this way and it was storming here all night, literally. But we came in, other than some knockdown fence, we were all right. So I don't know what's going to happen now. I'm hoping for the best. I got plenty of water.
And I'm independent with a well with a reverse osmosis system on it. So I got plenty of water. I got water stored. I ate for the day. I tell you, don't eat this little, but I ate for the day just in case, because I won't have to use I have all of it at the house, though. And then when it does let up, and let's say the electric is off for like 2 days or 3 days or something like that, I have two solar cookers. I got a solar cooker where it cooks slow, and then I got a Fresnel lens, which is like a laser beam, a sun laser, and I can cook. I can scramble an egg within 15 seconds. I can cook a steak within about a minute. About a hamburger within a minute. Well done. And depending on the size of the steak, I can do a steak in about a minute to 90 seconds. Well done. I sort of like mine medium rare, but well done. So, but that's if it comes down to that. So, in any event, let me go to the phone lines here. 314, your mic is open.
Well, LA, how you going to have fresh steak? You don't have an electric?
Well, number one, I have, like I said, I got two solar cookers. So, I have a solar cooker that can cook.
You got to cook fresh food, don't you? Can't cook nothing spoiled.
No, I know. I don't have no steak around anyway. I'm just saying if I had it and I wanted to cook it, you know, but today is no, there's not going to be no sunshine today.
If you had it, you would have electricity so you could go about doing things the normal way.
No, the normal way, in my opinion, has nothing to do with the we have been spoiled by the modern conveniences that we have today.
Have fresh food where it's coming out of the freezer or the icebox.
Well, you know what? Now, the freshest food is food that you grow or that you know somebody that grows. So if I want a truly fresh food, I can find somebody who's
fresh.
Yeah, well, my hobby is solar cooking. So now you can't solar cook today, but what I'm talking about, and I don't need to, I've ate what I need to eat for the day with electric stove. But when the sun comes back out, which could be tomorrow or more likely Friday, okay, if I had a steak or a piece of hamburger or what, any kind of meat, I do have the solar cooking appliances to cook.
You had some fresh meat that's not spoiled and the sun come out, then you could cook it.
But I can also, I'm also good for, because I can get real simple with my diet. I can also pluck it, wash it, and eat it. That's a piece of fruit or a vegetable. So I'm good either way. If I had to, and I've done that before.
You may mention.
You know, I say, let me go in the back. I don't feel like cooking. I just go in the backyard, pluck some, wash it, eat it. So,
yeah,
anyway.
What are you washing? You got pressurized water?
Yep. Right now, I've got pressurized water. And
now,
what I want, but it's connected to the it's connected to the electrical, the main electrical grid here where I'm at. I don't like that,
right?
Because
they're
going to go out. They've gone out with some people. They've only had like 13 outages so far, which is low. We got like 100,000 people that live where I'm at, and they got that down to 11. So that's good for them. But I want to be told, I do not want to be dependent, energy dependent, on no municipal power system or no private company.
This is what I would recommend to people. Get you some survival food so that all you got to do is make a fire, boil some water, and add the ingredients and eat. The heck with the steaks.
We don't need steaks. Right. You're absolutely right, though.
I'm making this suggestion to people.
No, you're right, though.
go to Walmart and get you one of the tubs so you can fill it up with water, because you ain't going to have no water. You can get those containers so you can have water and you can store that. And then, like I said, get some survival food. And then all you got to do is build a little fire, put it in a pot, some water, pour the ingredients in there, and there you sit.
You're absolutely right. Survival foods, and you can go on Amazon. They have a bunch of videos on YouTube on survival foods. And I store my water in what they're called water bricks. If you go on Amazon and look and just type in water bricks, that's what I have my water stored in.
Walmart selling things for about $40, I think. 50 gallons, I believe it is. I'm not sure. But anyway, I just wanted to call you and say it's been nice knowing you. And we in the face of perils and not knowing what's going to happen, so we may not never hear from you, speak from you again. Wherever you get blown off to, maybe you'll be able to get message back, either by carrier pigeon or some other technology. But soon you'll be signing off the air, maybe for the last time.
Well, you never know. You never know. But I'm planning on being here tomorrow as well as the next day. But you are right. You can't take nothing for granted. Nobody's entitled to a second.
Yeah, if you get blown off into some time war, something where it goes back to 50,000 years B.C., where there's Tyrannosaurus Rex, Veranosaurus, and Telodactyls, and, you know, you just got to find shelter in a cave someplace where they can't get in there and bother you. Make sure you put your knife on you, a good blade, because you might have to cut some wood to formulate some spears or some type of weapon that you might need when you finally land back down to the ground, but you don't know what time period you're going to be in.
Well, all food for thought. Oh, dude, it sounds like a movie or two that I've seen before. But hopefully I got all my communication systems, everything's operating right now, but my main one is the one I'm talking on right now, and that's independent because it's got a battery on it and it's not connected to the landline. So
you should have your CB radio.
You know what, I haven't used one of those, and I like to learn more about those.
Get you a CB radio, man, and get you a wire antenna for 11-meter band, link to wire.
Uh-huh.
Cut that.
Now, what's the range on that? What's the range on that, Bianchi, for a CB, regular CB radio, Citizens Band?
Well, it depends. Sometimes it's... You can do skip, what they call. That's signals going off the ionosphere and go clean around the damn world almost, but at least cross country.
Hmm. Yeah, I know a lot
low
of
low frequency. Usually line of, you know, you can talk pretty good. Better than you won't have no telephone.
As long as I can communicate with people, I'm good.
Yeah, if you CB radio, it would be fun.
Yeah, I know. Matter of fact, it was a craze with CB radios back in, what, the 70s? A lot of people were in, but I guess truckers still use it, as well as hobbyists.
Yeah, they do. And nowadays, you got the ham radio operators, the emergency services, all geared up and ready for whatever goes on down in Florida.
You're right. I got a friend. You know what? I got a childhood friend of mine. I got to reach out to him on Facebook. When we were in sixth grade, this dude, he was all in the ham. Matter of fact, he was the one that introduced me to the concept of ham radio. So I'll check.
So get all your stuff. Make sure you got you some dry socks. And pack your pack and get your tent, because you might have to, may not have no house. You never know.
I got a tent ready to go, brand new.
Get you some flint so you can make a fire, get a Ziploc bag and put some cotton balls in there or some dry material so you can have your kindling, make your kindling so that you can make a fire. And then you get you a good waterproof sleeping bag, and air mattress, and you should be all right. L.A., of course, depends on where you land. When that hurricane takes you up,
I got a tent ready to go, but I'm going to need.
You got your hiking shoes?
Yeah, I got my hiking boots. I got them.
That's good. Get you about a couple pair of pants and a couple of shirts, and get you one of them good blankets, you know, army blankets.
Uh-huh.
And keep it dry. You be ready to go, man. Wherever the wind blow you.
I
take
miss
some
the,
candy
the
bars.
Yeah, I like Snickers and Reese's Cups. I missed the female solution of this morning. Did you catch them?
Oh, it was me and Session talking about abortions. They have too many pallets. They have about 10 pallets, then they give them 5 minutes apiece for intro, and that's that hour. But anyway, let me get off from here because I don't.
Okay. All right. Appreciate that, you guys there. Okay. Thanks for the guidance.
See you again. Nice knowing you.
Well, I'll be back tomorrow. Okay.
All right.
All right. Okay. All right. Now, we had somebody else. If you want to pop back on. Just raise your hand, 619-768-29. Let me see. Okay. Well, we've been on an hour. And all right. Once again, last call. If you got any questions, comments, suggestions, and Bianchi brought up, once again, the concept, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. He's absolutely right. You can go on YouTube, go on any search engine, but YouTube, and type in prepper foods. I should suggest everybody store up some prepper food. Now, even if you don't have, you know, live in a region that has some type of hurricane season, what have you. Get some prepper food, and then, you know, if you want, eat them within a 12-month period of time, but replace them. Whatever you eat, immediately replace, because you just never know. All right. Also, I use what is known as water bricks. Go on YouTube and type in the YouTube, excuse me. We go to YouTube, but go to Amazon, brother, and type in water bricks. And I highly suggest that you get those. All right. All right. Well, look, it is 11:31 a.m. where I'm at. And we had another caller, or anybody. If not, 619-768-2945. If we don't have any other takers, what I'm going to do is just end the podcast live stream for today. You can hit me up on text, and then I'm going to put this phone on charge. I'm at 89%, and I like to bring it up to 100. I want to be fully charged for the next 2 days as much as possible. All right, well, since nobody else is calling in, everyone have a good rest of the day, particularly here in Florida and Georgia. Be safe.